Wednesday night, Pesach Ksubis, we're trying to get into the sugi of Kimlei B'drabi Minei or Komlei B'drabi Minei, and we're on Lamed Amid Beis and Pesach Ksubis, and we learned Rava's reason for Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We're focusing on Rav Nechunya ben Akana's din, that there's a din of Komlei B'drabi Minei by Kores. That's where Rav Nechunya ben Akana says his din. He says it by Kores. Abaye says the reason is because Oson Bidei Shomayim is equated with Oson Bidei Odom, that there's a din of Komlei B'drabi Minei. It's a Gzeira Shava, Oson Oson. Rava says you learn it now from a Pasuk, which happens to be talking about Kores. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Arogel Abaye, I guess included in that question is there a difference between Rava and Abaye? Every once in a while, the Gemara will answer, Mashmo'us Dorshin Ika Binayu. The Gemara will answer that there's no real machlokes, they just have different rushes. They see the psukim differently, they understand the psukim differently, they darshan the psukim differently, they have different perspectives on how to darshan a pasuk. If you ever want to learn, one day, if Eitan ever puts together a night sitter, one day, what would be valuable for a 6-month project is to close our Gemaras and to learn the Hakdoma of the Malbim to Sifra, to Toras Kohanim, where he gets into the kishkas of drushes. Drushes that when we learn them in the Gemara, they look like a chok. They look like there's no sense to it, no rationale. An extra vav, an extra yud, an extra hey teaches me this, teaches me that. Like there's no logic. Like it's a drasha. The Malbim, no way, he doesn't accept that. I don't think he didn't have to give Shia to our friend here.
But I don't know if it's Halacha Moshe Sinai,
because
it's can do it by themselves.
There's a difference between Torah Shabbal Peh and Halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Moshe Sinai, I doubt it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. If there's a machloikis, if Sifra, if every paragraph in Sifra is a machlokes, how to darshan, I'm not at all. It's not Halacha Moshe Sinai. Anyway, but the Malbim certainly holds it's not Halacha Moshe Sinai. What the Malbim does in his Hakdama to Torah Skohanim is he unveils the system of drashos, and he shows you a consistency, a methodology in the drashos, what the extra vav does, how the extra vav works, how the extra yud works, and he shows a consistency, and he has a list of rules, comes out the 613 rules. I'm sure it's just by accident it came out the 613, I'm sure. It's like the Kupas Aniyim, like they come up with some gematria, how many families they're helping. You know, so they have some gematria.
And that's one for given.
Like they say, oh, Hanukkah is the gematria, whatever. And then they're helping 521 families. And I'm thinking to myself, what about number 522? Like, never.
There aren't any. It's 521.
No, they don't say it all. Like, they picked that up. They'll be like, what gave them the right to be mitalein from family 522 just because it doesn't fit with the gematria? So either they're fakers and they help everybody, which is of course the case, so then the whole thing's a PR stunt, and they're liars. Who gave them a head to the lie? Or they taco only help 521 because they want to be truthful. That's terrible. Like number 522 says, you know, can't you make a mistake by one? Can't we like put in an olive somewhere so we can make 522?
What if they count the families first and then make up a gematria based on? That's possible. They count the families first and they know how many families that they come to them, and they
that's
make
a dynamic
up a
number.
Based on the number they have.
You're a nice guy. I'm not such a nice person like you.
Once it's revealed to us, we can apply logic. But by logic, we would not arrive at it unless it's Svar Olam Likra.
I don't know. Malbim.
The Chinuch.
My point is, the Rambam gives.
The Chinuch is a Rishon in the Hakdama. Yeah. Clearly. That what? He talks about Tamayah Mitzvahs in the Chinuch. Right? Did you say for Chinuch? Tamayah Mitzvahs.
Yeah, I heard of it, yeah.
So he says that there's an obligation to
How do you know the Chinuch of the Rishon? You don't even know who wrote it. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
No, the authorship of the Chinuch is in question. It's a big speculation who wrote it.
But it's an accepted Rishon.
We do know it was a Rishon.
So he says that time and misses, we are obligated to use our seichel as far as it can go, but we always know that even on mishpatim, even on things that make sense, that we think we understand, the difference between the seven shemitz of Noach and ours is that we have all the pratik dinim, which were given to us on Har Sinai. Once we have them, we use a logic as far as it can go. But we never can know the why of any single mitzvah, even a mitzvah of Menachem Chaver, even a mishpat, the ultimate why, we do it because it's tzivui, that's all.
Do you want to have a discussion about that now? Do you?
I don't know. The Rav brought it up.
It depends what you mean by the ultimate why. If the because mitzvahs don't only affect life on earth. When you learn Nefesh HaChaim, you see that mitzvahs affect
everything,
the cosmos and everything. So if you're talking about the ultimate why, how it affects the cosmos, no idea. But if you're talking about the ultimate why it makes sense down here on this earth for people to act that way, that I think is what the Chinuch's doing. He's giving you a why human beings' lives should have this mitzvah in it. Why this is a good thing to do.
But he says,
the ultimate why of the cosmos, you don't know.
But even the why and those, he says, only as far as the seichel goes.
Obviously, only as far as the seichel goes.
So, but there's much beyond. Even on the level of human understanding, we just can't get
probably.
It.
Probably. Okay, but okay. I don't see what has to do with the Malbim. My point of the Malbim is that Derashos, before the Malbim came along, before I spoke out that there's such a Malbim, not that you didn't know it before, but you probably did, but if someone doesn't know the Malbim, they probably assume the following, The drashas are halach l'moshe b'sinai. The dinim of the drashas. And the drashas, the extra bav and the extra hay, are the way the Torah, it's memorization. So we remember this din because it's an extra vav, and we remember this din because it's an extra hay. But there's really no logical or rational or intelligent or rational link between the extra vav and the din.
Brachos, that's in the back, whole explanation of how it's all logical, how those all work.
I'm talking about extra good. So the Malbim has 613 rules which govern the gamut of all drashos, and he shows their methodology. There's a method to the madness of the drashos. When you learn in the Gemara, Dvorim HaDvorim, and this one, Dvorim HaDvorim Lo Darish, and there's an extra Yud, and there's an extra Vav, and there's an extra whatever, and the Hey becomes a Ches, and the Ches becomes a Hey.
Science.
So all that has there's a methodology to it. That's all. So I would love one's man to close the Gemara, really, and learn the Malbim, because that is really the foundation of Torah Sheba'al Peh, or much of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's the foundation of it. I feel it's a very worthwhile thing to learn.
I don't know if you would stop coming
to the shiur.
No, I agree with that. I'm just saying the axiom.
It's a little boring. It's like learning grammar in fourth grade. Like you're learning 613 rules.
I'll say two things, I'll be quiet. One is just that the
axioms... No, I don't accept.
Okay.
Why should you be quiet?
Okay, the axioms are revealed. That's one thing. The axioms. Once you have you can apply all those logical 613 things once where the axioms revealed from the ship. That has to be revealed. The axioms all have to be revealed from the ship. Once
Agreed.
You have that, it's a whole science, whole logic.
Agreed.
The other thing is that in order to understand Gemara deeply, it is not only based on logic. For example, when the Rav understood a svara of Kimle B'Durabi Minei, that was Hashkacha, because the Rav had been working on it and Amelus in it and davening to Hashem to understand the Gemara, all of a sudden happened to hear that on the radio, Hashkacha Pratis, and Hashem put that idea into the Rav's head. It's not like logically the Rav suddenly came to the thing and
think,
more than logic
I do
in Gemara.
Not, I do not agree
more
with
than logic
I do not agree
come
with
up
you.
With the right
not only do we not agree with you, but I think you're making a fundamental mistake.
I think that,
you're talking about logic and Hashem inspired thought as two different things. That's what logic is. That's what logic, what do you think logic is? Hashem made logic also. Hashem made logic. When you think logically, the Chavis Halvavah says in Sharavodos Alakim, an unbelievable phrase, he says something like, human seichel is the way Hashem speaks to us. Hashem's speaking to us through human intelligence.
But the great Rishon Rechon Roh, they say, Libi Omer. Libi Omer, what does that mean?
Libi Omer is intuition. Libi Omer is intuition, not intellectual analysis. There's an analytic method.
And that is
Iker. And that is intuition.
That's essential.
You're mixing up the Yitzris, please. Libi Omerli is intuition. There's a Mahalach, even a scientist, Lahavdil, Elif Abdolos, he could intuitively feel that this is correct. He says, I can't prove it to you. I can't show you with scientific method, inductive method, deductive method.
Between theory and fact.
Yes.
But I intuitively feel that this is it. And Yesh Omrim, Einstein among them, that the truth is an educated person, that's Molei V'Godush Chochma. His intuition is worth more than his analysis. Just like we say when the Rosh says Libi Omerli, that's worth more, perhaps, than an analytical Raya. Rabbi Yoel Kahn, my Rebbe in Chassidus, once explained that when the Rosh says Libi, when you bring a Raya, like Tosfos brings a Raya from a Gemara. So your Raya is from that Gemara. When the Rosh says Libi Omerli, his Raya's now is from all of Torah. I think Rabbi Moshe says it also.
But Moshe was living.
You're mixing, you're mixing up two things. Intuition versus analytical logic is not what we're talking about. Intuition is no more Hashem inspired. Intuition, it's also Seichel.
It's part of Gemara.
I don't know what you mean. Logic is logic and intuition is intuition.
And they're both eager essential elements of learning Gemara. I thought the Rav said it's only logic.
And not intuition. I wasn't coming la'afuke intuition. I was coming la'afuke illogic, irrational. That the Gemara is not irrational. The Gemara is rational. The Gemara is rational. The whole Gemara structure is, you go learn Gemara. It's questions, answers, contradictions. You have to understand that whole, what's the word? Didactic method. That whole didactic method is based on the premise that Torah is logical. When the Gemara asks a kasha from one brisa to another, and it's not as cut and dried, and here it says osur and here it says mutter, but it's a little like, it's a comparison, so that's logic. Please.
Agra d'shmaisa svar.
Beautiful.
Svar is not
took the words right out of my mouth.
Svar is not pure logic.
It's not?
Pure logic.
Explain what you mean. I don't know yet if I agree with you or not. If you mean it's not pure logic, it's not man-made, it's Hashem-inspired, I totally agree with you. Totally.
Okay.
But if you mean it's not pure logic, it's partly Xeris Hakosu, then I don't agree at all.
All the actions of Xeris
Hakosu. Svar is pure logic.
All the actions of Xeris Hakosu.
What's an action? What's an action?
I'm not like the action. What's an action is like, in other words, you have, there are certain givens, the basis where you start your logical system.
The premise.
The premises are revealed from Hashem.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not sure what you mean. Yeah, if I ask Akasha,
It means
a Mishnah in Brachas that says, "Meimus Haikorin Shema Ba'arvin," from when do you say Krishma night? From Tzeisa Kochavim. So obviously Hashem is the one that told me that they can only say Krishma from Tzeisa Kochavim. But the logic is.
Okay.
So when do we vote to learn Malbim instead of Gemara? Would you come to the Shir, or you would drop out?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Don't you ever have a desire to learn? To me, it's almost like we should really learn the foundations of Torah Shebaal Peh. The foundation of Torah Shebaal of Drashos. It's the foundation of Drashos. It's like learning the Yud Gimel Midosh at Torah and Drashos. Like, this is the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh.
What about those?
Your problem is that you think wrongly that the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. You're wrong. It's a very small.
What do you mean by foundation?
It's a very small fraction of it. It's a very small fraction of Torah Shebaal Peh is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim.
Wait, but depends on what you mean by foundation.
Most of Torah Shebaal Peh is based on methodology, logic. Like you said, Yud Gimel Midrash Torah and Drashos Bahen are logical forms of exegesis, whatever what? Word they use.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you pronounce that word?
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Why?
Exegesis.
What's the word?
Exegesis.
Exegesis?
It sounds
great. How do you say it?
Exegesis.
Exegesis. I don't use that word.
I don't know.
A drasha. It's a drasha. It's a drasha.
A lot easier to pronounce that way, too.
Hermeneutics.
I would love to learn the Malbim. I never sat down and learned it. I have friends that did at my urging, but I never did it.
Because
I know what it is.
It's not the same though, too. I did it, this is great.
No, I know what it is. I'm not hypocritical if I say I unfortunately don't have time. If I tell someone to learn more in a Buchen, because I know it's an inspiring Sefer, it's an important Sefer, it's theological, it's philosophical, it's great. I never learned it because I never had time to learn it, but I know enough to know what it's about. I urge you to learn it. I don't have a problem with that. I have gotten at least 5 of my friends to learn through that Malbim, but I never did it. They accuse me of hypocrisy.
But they told you that they enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I know what it is. It's unbelievable. And that it's Shapukmi 613.
I don't believe in coincidence.
Okay. So, Ikimina Yozor Shochal Truma, I ended up yesterday by saying the Gemara could have said Ikimina Yomisavide Shemayim. That's essentially what the Gemara's answer. So, Ikimina is like saying Zor Shochal Truma, which is Misavide Shemayim. Babaye Potur, there is a din of Kamle B'drabba Minei, because Ason includes Bisa B'dei Shemayim. Rashi says, Zor Shochal Truma, the Mezid, very important Rashi. We're going to see Tosis about that. About what about Kores or Bisa B'dei Shemayim, you did a Peshoge, whether there's a din of Kamle B'drabba Minei. This Tosis is about that. But Rashi says, B'mezid, because that's Rashi Shita, that it's only B'mezid. B'shogeg, an Aveira of Misa B'dei Shemayim, or of Kores, B'shogeg does not carry a din of Kamli B'drabba Minei, even though by Misa's Bezdin, if you did it B'shogeg, there is a din of Kamli B'drabba Minei, based on its own drasha. In other words, even if you're not getting Misa actually, even if you don't deserve Misa actually, you did it B'shogeg, there's still a din of Kamli B'drabba Minei. Zor shechal truma b'mezid hu b'misa b'dei shemayim v'lo b'koris. Koris hu v'zaro ne'enoshen, the tziv aririm yiyu, that's Rashi Shita. Tosis in Yevamos, the Rishonim in Yevamos, that Bezim and Aleph go discuss all the various Gemaras about the differences between Koris and b'misa b'dei shemayim. According to Rashi here, the difference is obvious. One is the person and his children. Does it mean Tanim or even Gedolim? Also a discussion.
As one in Vidui, one says Achet that a Chayav Kares. No, excuse me. One says Misim De Shemayim, and the other one says Kares V'Arui together. Are they separate things or the same thing?
It depends on this Machlokas Rishonim exactly what Kares is. To properly learn that Inyan, the Rishonim are on Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That's what it is. And Ramban and Chumash, a very famous Ramban and Chumash, that there's three types of Kores. There's like early Misa and Zaro, and that is Nefesh, even Olam Haba. Like it's all kind. There's Kores of the Nefesh, Kores early Misa, and Kores which includes the children too. It's like everything else in Torah, it's an Indian. We're not going into it. Labaye potu mi tashlumi, you don't have to pay money. The nafkli may also be day shomai, the chol also be mashma, may be miso, may be chorus. Okay, and according to Rava, you're still chaya because Rava's posuk was very specifically chorus. And again, because that's for sure, chorus is a more chomor onesh than miso be day shomai. So if the posuk says it by chorus, according to Abaye, it doesn't explicitly state what kind of onesh be day shomai. It just uses the word also, which means the person died, you know, because of Shemayim. That would include Chorus and Mishmidei Shemayim. Hashem get Rav, the Pasuk is specifically Chorus. So you can't extrapolate to Mishmidei Shemayim. So that's what the Gemara holds, that indeed according to Rav. We're in Rav Dechunyim and Akona now. No Machlegos Abayi and Rav. No Machlegos Abayi and Rav, Rav Dechunyim and Akona hold. If you hold like Rabbonon, so not Chorus and not Mishmidei Shemayim. Neither have the din of Kamei B'drav Aminei. Only Mishmidei Odom has Kamei B'drav Aminei. This is all in the world of Rav Dechunyim and Akona. Toysis. What?
Chorus is more chamor than Mishmidei Shemayim.
Right, for sure.
So why we can't learn Mishmidei Shemayim? If he holds Chorus.
Chorus, because maybe Adaram, because maybe only Chorus has a din of Kamei B'drav Aminei, because it's more chamor, not the lesser onus. Even when you say Vidui, you'll see, you say Mishmidei Shemayim, and then Chorus, and then Mishmidei Shemayim. It goes in ascending order of Chumrah. And Tosfos. Now, to learn Tosfos, it's a hard Tosfos. Maybe I skip it. Certainly it's Kedai to learn. To understand the first few lines of Tosfos, we need a couple of introductions, and then we have to learn the Marsha, who explains the first few lines of Tosfos. So,
until we hit the Marsha, we were mamish.
Okay, we're talking about Zor She'ochal Truma, and he gets Misu B'dei Shemayim. Now you have to understand, when a Zor eats Truma, there's always also at least the possibility that he's stealing someone's Truma, that a Kohen owned this Truma already, it was given to the Kohen, and the Kohen owned it, and he's stealing it from him, and he's eating it. So there's always like the possibility of Mammon also.
Which is actually two distinct actions, though.
Well, that's what we'll learn about. But that's, you realize that, now if you eat truma, if the Zohar, here it gets a little complicated. If you eat truma b'shogeg, if a Zohar, talking about a non-Kohen, eats truma b'shogeg. So the Torah made a special payment schedule that doesn't exist if you eat it b'mezid. It's like, it's interesting in a way. If you eat it b'mezid, then the money, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the money we're talking about is like regular money. She stole it from a person, you have to pay money, whatever it was worth. Like any ganav, like any mazik, anybody that ganav, any ganav. But when you eat it b'shogeg, the Torah made a whole different system of payment. Much more complicated, and we'll learn it twice, it's much different. First of all, the Torah specified you pay. So right away, the Torah specified that you pay.
B'mezid.
Shogi. B'mezid, the Torah didn't talk about pay. That's going to depend if you stole, you know, if you stole it from a Kohen who owned it, you have to pay him for it. Maybe you don't have to pay him for it because you're getting Misa B'dei Shemayim. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But B'shogi, the Torah specified that you have to pay. The Torah says you must pay. And it gave a whole much more complex system of payment. Can't pay money, you have to replace the truma with other fruit, similar fruit. If you ate, let's say, a bushel of grapes, I don't know if they measure grapes in bushels, you ate a pound of grapes, a kilo of grapes, you have to give of truma. So you have to replace it with a kilo of grapes, really a kilo and another fourth. The Torah, in many places in the Torah, it talks about adding a fifth, right? Just to speak out, we wouldn't call it a fifth. The way we talk, we would call it a fourth. The Torah calls it a fifth because the Torah is talking about a fifth of the new total. And a fifth of the new total is what we call a fourth of the present amount. Now, if you ate $100 worth, for example, we're dealing with, let's say you do it in terms of value, and you ate $100 worth of truma, so you have to repay $125. So the $25 is a fifth. The Torah calls it a fifth. The Torah always calls these payments a fifth, but it's talking about now 25 of 125 of the new total. We call it a fourth, because you're adding 25 to 100. Just a different way of saying it.
Same as me.
It's a little confusing, because when you're writing an art scroll, and you write a fifth, so a person would have the wrong number. Yeah. You would think 20. And that would be wrong, it's 25. So you have to, like, in the beginning of the sugya, explain that whenever you say a fifth, it's what we call a fourth. And the pshat is it's a fifth of the new total. That's how the Torah's number system works, or the mathematics system works. It talks about, but everywhere, the Torah says it in a lot of places.
Don't say by Mila, it's the exact same.
By Mila, it says it by Maisa Shani, when you add a fifth to Maisa Shani, when you pull to your own Maisa Shani.
Is Kohen Mama Truma Maman Devorah?
What?
Is Truma Maman Devorah?
Once the Kohen gets it from the Yisrael? No. That's a Mishnah Bikurim. It says he can do whatever he wants with it. He can be Mekadosh and Isha with it, he can buy a Sefer Torah with it. It's a Mishnah at the end of Bikurim.
Shogeg, does it
If a Zohar, a non-Kohen, eats Truma B'Shogeg, so the Torah prescribed, A, he can't pay money, he has to replace the Truma, replacement. He has to replace it plus a fifth. Whether you measure the value or the volume in terms of how much it is a question of Pesachim. I believe the Maskana of the Gemara is that you not value, you go with the mida, you go with the measurement. Huge ramifications if you did it like, if it's worth nothing, it's worth close to nothing. And now when you're paying it back, the price shot up. You have to pay back a bushel of grapes, or a pound of grapes, a kilo of grapes. Doesn't matter the value.
There's no korban.
There's no korban by truma. So you, and the Kohen can you have to give it to a Kohen. And you have to take chulin grapes that you have from which Trumas and Maisras were already taken. So you have like clean and green grapes and they become Truma. Magic. They become Truma. Because you're replacing the Truma that you ate. That's the structure of Shogeg. Now, what's interesting is, you see right away, the Torah decreed that you pay. Now, remember that you've also, B'Shogeg, committed a crime for which there's Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and you did it B'Shogeg. Like according to the Rashi we just saw, there's no problem, because the din of Kamei B'Drabba Minei, according to Rabbi Chunya Ben Akona, whether it's Koras or Misa B'Dei Shemayim, Abaye, Rova, Lo Roshaneh, it's only B'Mezit. B'Shogeg, although by Misa B'Dei Odom, Shogeg also has a din of Kamei B'Drabba Minei, but not in Rabbi Chunya Ben Akona's Kamei B'Drabba Minei, not in the Dei Shemayim's Kamei B'Drabba Minei. If you don't hold like that, Tosfos doesn't hold like that, so he sees the Pasuk by Truma as being a Gzeiras HaKosov. It's a Gzeiras HaKosov. Torah says when you eat Truma B'Shogeg, you have to pay. That's all the Torah says. Now we say, wait a second, but at least according to Rabbi Chunya Ben Akona, that's a difficult din. At least according to Tosfos, that even according to Rabbi Chunya Ben Akona,
logically,
if you do it B'Shogeg, there's a tour of Kamei B'Drabba Minei. Obviously here, you can't move, you have no room for maneuvering. The Torah says, if you eat Truma B'Shogeg, Lazar of course, not Kohen, you eat Truma B'Shogeg, you have to pay. So there's nothing to talk about. According to Rashi, it's not a Gzeiras HaKosov. There wouldn't be a, if you don't look like the Chunya Ben Akona, it's certainly not a special Gzeiras. I mean, it's anyway a Gzeiras HaKosov, because on your own you would never say that he dafka has to replace the Truma. You would say he pays the money, like every Mazik. He ate up his thing, he has to pay. So certainly, this is a Gzeiras HaKosov, and logically, you wouldn't say it on our own. That if you ate Truma B'Shogeg, it's such a weird payment imperative. we'd say pay the guy whatever it's worth, you know, like every time you destroy something. Here the Torah made up a different system. But in terms of Kamei B'drabimina, it's not Xeris HaKosuv if you don't hold like Rav Nachunya ben Akana. Even if you hold like Rav Nachunya ben Akana, if you hold like Rava, it's not Xeris HaKosuv. Because Rava holds Misa B'dei Shemaya, does not have a din of Kamei B'drabimina. Even if you hold like Abaye, that you, there is, even if you hold like Rav Nachunya ben Akana, and even if you hold like Abaye, but here it's B'shogeg, because the whole din of the Torah that you pay is B'shogeg. So again, we say according to Rashi, there's no Xeris HaKosuv here, because according to Rashi, there is no din of Kamei B'drabimina, even according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, B'shogeg. Tosfos has a problem and says, for Ochel Truma B'shogeg, that's case one. The Hazid B'me'ila L'Rebbe the Omar B'misa. Okay, we need introductions here. Me'ila means you, I'm not sure, you moil behektish. You violated the kedusha of hektish. You took something of hektish and you used it. An umbrella belonged to hektish, you took it to protect yourself from the rain. A pen belonged to hektish, you took it and you wrote with it. An animal that's a carbon belongs to hektish, you leaned on it.
It has to be monetary decrease in value or damage. If you use it, there's absolutely no decrease in value.
Maybe, maybe not. The very sugya in Me'ila, the sixth parak, very complicated.
I confess, that's what Shatan's the Hebrew edition.
Whether you have to have been pogain behektish, called pagam, cause somewhat of a damage, or just nehenev, for low pogam, there's a Mishnah in Mila, we ain't going there. So we ain't gonna go there. Now, when you normally say Me'ila behektish, I don't know if this is normally. Normally, though, it refers to B'shogeg. Because that's the parsha of Me'ila, which says you have to repay hektish the principal, what you used up, and another fifth, and you have to bring a carbon. That's B'shogeg. What about if you were moil behektish b'mezid? Again, there's no carbon. There's no payment of a fifth. Presumably, you may or you may not, we're going to see it, maybe it's machlokas who's shown him, if you have to pay back hektish, if you destroyed something of hektish. So hezid b'me'ila it's called. If you were moel b'hektish b'mezid, usually at that, when you're learning through shas and you come across me'ila, it's like b'shogeg. By accident, inadvertently, you didn't know it was hektish. And you have to bring a carbon, pay back, and a fifth. Hazed Bimila, we're not so sure. So the Machlokas, Rabbanon and Rebbe in Psochim, where Rebbe says it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, like Truma, and Rabbanon say just plain Malchus.
Yeah.
Now according to Rebbe, the Pesuk doesn't talk about payment by Me'ila B'mezid. You know, you just figure, well, if you destroyed it, you have to pay for it, like every Masih, right? Oh, maybe this would be a din of Kamei B'drabimina, at least according to Rebbe, that holds B'miso. But again, it's B'miso B'nei Shemayim. So it would only be according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, and it would only be according to Abaye, in Rav Nachunya ben Akana. But now we have a worse, and we have the same Indian as by Truma, where the Torah says if you're moel behektish b'shogeg, you have to pay. So again, it's explicit in the Torah, you have to pay. So you have the same line of reasoning as by Truma.
Is that what the opinion of
what? Shogeg Mila, the Torah says you have to pay.
That's like Truma b'shogeg,
you have to pay. So is there a Xeris HaKosuv here? That there should be a din of Kamei B'drabimina. So again, according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, and according to Abaye, and according to Tosfos, that there's a din of Kamei B'drabimina, according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, B'shogeg also, so that these two parshios are anomalies, are Xeris HaKosuv, that say you have to pay, even though you did something of Misa B'nei Shemayim, B'shogeg. So according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, and Abaye, and Tosfos, Taisel's meaning that even Mishogay, so that you should be taught to her. Hakam Yom Chuyiv. The Torah says, if you moel behektis, which means Mishogay, you have to pay. If you eat Truma Mishogay, you have to pay.
You learn it the other way. Can you say if it's the shogeg and it says in the Torah that even b'shogeg you have to pay back? Wouldn't that back up the opinion that you get makos and not karis? Because
there's also a few that makos.
Maybe when do we say that something's exeris hakosum? When do we sometimes in shas you're sometimes right and sometimes. They don't say like you, and I don't know a pattern. Maybe
there also is a day that Marcos.
When do you say that it's Exeris HaKosov? Like a lot of times, it's Exeris HaKosov, it's a special puzzle. Many times the Gemara will turn around, as you just did, and say, Venelas Bina. So let's learn out from there.
Binyana.
Yeah, let's learn out. Like, that's what you're asking. Let's learn out from there, either that. You don't say company with Kabi Bine by Misa, or you don't say it Peshogay, or you don't say it
by Marcos.
Or
by Marcos.
I don't know. I don't know of a pattern. Maybe it's one of the things in the moment. I don't know a pattern. Sometimes the Gemara lets it go, there's a closet. Sometimes the Gemara shoots back and says, the nail of Mina, so let's learn out from there. Let's extrapolate. Maybe you're right. Here's the base, but let's extrapolate from the base.
The Svarim you said for a couple of drugs holds. Where's the logic for Misa V'Dei Shemayim or Karis? Any of these things that we want to repeat?
That's a puzzle. You learn that from also and also.
But they're not the same thing. That's what we were discussing.